Hey everyone out there, welcome to the 31 days to decluttering the voice of the enemy in our lives, to decluttering condemnation, discerning his voice, and then getting rid of his voice. Today is going to be very simple and I'm excited about it. I think it's helpful. And I have been implementing this myself today, so I find that this is something that he often uses. And here we go, day 16. He puts a blindfold on us, and this is what I mean by that. His words blind me to the truth of the good things happening. Have you ever had it where it's like all of your perspective, all of your thoughts, all of your words are about everything that's going wrong? Everything is going wrong. Why can't things go right? And the interesting thing is the more that we think that and say that, the more it seems to become true, right? So I believe that the enemy puts a magnifying glass right in front of our face and points to whatever the negativity in front of us is. And many times it's a circumstance, it's a situation, it's something in our life that is going to change at some point. Now, sometimes we have a loss or something that has occurred that's not going to be reversed. And even in those times, God still wants us to look to Him. Let me give you an example here. We see two biblical characters, and one is going to tell us how not to act, and the other is going to tell us how to act. So we're going to keep it extremely simple. These are the two stories that came to my mind when I began to think of today's theme, that the devil wants to blindfold us to all the good things happening and to put a magnifying glass on all of the bad things happening. The first person is Elijah. And we see Elijah in 1 Kings 19 and 4, he is fleeing from Jezebel. And he basically says, he sits down under a broom tree and wants to die. I've had enough, Lord. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. And this is after an incredibly huge, huge victory that God has through Elijah's life, through Elijah's obedience, and through his faith. God is able to rain down fire. Elijah is able to defeat these prophets of Baal. He does all of these mighty things, but at the word of Jezebel, and Jezebel is a type of Satan here in this parallel, the one word she sends, I'm going to find him, and the same thing that happened to my people is going to happen to him. That word hits his ears, and in that moment, he does not have his shield of faith up, which is able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. He is tired. He is fatigued. He is wearied in his flesh, in his body. And so it hits him like that missile, right? That word fiery dart means ignited missile. That word hits him like a fiery missile and he wants to die. Now, we're thankful for God who intervenes and feeds him and encourages him, and then he has an encounter with God. So we don't want to be like that, though. We don't want to come off this huge victory with God and be unaware that, okay, now's the time that the enemy's going to try to send discouragement and try to show me everything that is wrong. Elijah almost forgot all of these wonderful things that had just occurred because this one bad thing was happening. The second example of someone biblically I want us to look at that is the person that we want to emulate, we want to act like this person, is Elisha. And in 2 Kings 17 and 20, 2 Kings chapter 6, if you're watching this, put it in the thread, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17 through 20 is beautiful because what it is telling is that the enemy has surrounded Elisha and is imminent. It's not just even a word. They are coming. They are there. And he is so chill. And it's like, what's going on here? And his servant is panicking. His servant is seeing all this, the negativity, all the danger, the fear. And Elisha prays these words. Oh my goodness. This is so beautiful. Let me see if I can get this to open here. Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And the enemy came down toward him. Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike this army with blindness. So he struck them with blindness, as Elisha had asked. And then, I got to keep reading, this is too good. Elisha told them, this is not the road, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes and they looked, and they were inside Samaria. This is not where they wanted to be. So we have two different men. We have one that is blindfolded to the good, to the God that's helpful and helping, and is in despair and wants to die. Depressed, depression. Could even get to the point of a suicidal spirit if he's not careful with it, right? Then we have this other man of God. Both of them prophets of God. Both of them have seen miraculous things. But this one knows the enemy is coming, but looks to the hills, looks to the spiritual, and sees the good things of God. And because he kept a level head, he was able to have victory here. If he had just panicked and said, this is the worst day ever, this is the worst, and lost his faith, what else could have happened? So I think those are two amazing examples of what to do when the devil tries to blindfold us to the good and to magnify the bad. Let's go ahead and go into prayer now, and then we'll get into our tip of the day. Father God, thank you for the revelation that what you have for us is better than what the enemy tries to present us. And although our circumstances may be very, very bad in the natural, we can always look to you, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, and find hope. And Lord, we can sit in the middle of the most dangerous situation and just smile toward heaven, knowing that you are our helper. Help us to not fall prey any longer to the mentality of not being able to see the good that is right in front of us. In Jesus' name, amen. So today's spring cleaning tip, decluttering tip, is simple. Told y'all today was simple. So day 16, blinded to the good. So what I want you to do today is spend today enjoying your home. Stop looking at that corner of stuff and just saying, oh my gosh, this is so awful, I'm never going to get to it. Stop looking at the laundry and panicking, oh, this house is just a mess, this is a wreck. And I'm preaching to myself more than anyone, I promise you. If you knew me, you would understand. She's having to take this word herself and eat it. Looking at the blinds that are dusty, looking at the pollen that is all around and saying, this house is just awful. I have so far to go. And instead saying, this is a place where I have air conditioning. This is a place where I have utilities. This is a place where I have food and shelter and a bed to sleep and blankets and pillows and TVs for entertainment and people that I love. And yes, I'm sweeping the floor, but thank God I have a floor. I don't have to have a dirt floor. And so changing our perspective. Today's all about perspective. Being grateful for the good. And so it actually on purpose, enjoying our home. So I'm not asking you to declutter a single thing today or whatever day you're watching this. I'm asking you to look around and enjoy your home and say, you know what? That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And even this floats over to everything. Looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing the imperfections. Y'all, we have them. We have them. I do not look like what I looked like before I had five children. Things are different, right? But instead of focusing all on the negativity and it getting bigger, focus on those things that are a blessing. And there may be challenges in front of you, but don't focus on the hardship of the challenge. Focus on the reward after you've accomplished the challenge. That's my simple word to you today. I pray that you are blessed by it. I pray that it helps you. And we'll see you tomorrow on day number 17. Bye, guys.